You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Jennifer Ngoti. She works out of San Diego, California, and she's got a research doctorate in neuroscience, and she's also got a telemedicine certificate, which means she can kind of offer her services to you over a teleconference video in all 50 states. So Jennifer is really making waves here. Now let's introduce her to the show and find out exactly what she's doing with her private practice out of San Diego. So without any further ado, let's welcome her. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you. Let me help you out here.
Yes, please. I'm a psychiatrist. Yes.
What I do is I went to medical school, then I went through a psychiatry residency. So I can prescribe medications for psychiatric problems like depression, anxiety, psychosis, et cetera. And that's what most psychiatrists do.
Right.
But the traditional model for psychiatry is you go in, once the intake has been done and they have gotten your history, you go in and you get maybe a 10, 15, at most 20-minute med check is what it's called, where they say, okay, have you had any side effects?
Right.
Are you getting any better? And then you're out the door. And if you're lucky, they look at you. What I've decided is that's not how I was trained. I was trained at a very good program, UCSD. And, you know, we learned a lot about how the mind works, about how the brain works. And in my research PhD in neuroscience, we certainly learned a lot about how the brain works.
Mm-hmm.
And we were taught a lot about psychotherapy, which is, you know, talk therapy, essentially, learning about how the history of how you were brought up and the relationships that you were in and the experiences you had, whether they've been traumatic or nurturing, et cetera, play a role in how your brain developed and certainly in how learning and memory have affected, you know, your way that you react to the world. For instance, there's been a lot of stuff in the media about PTSD for soldiers. Well,
yeah.
You can get PTSD from, you know, your childhood experiences. You can get PTSD from marital experiences, from your work experiences. So this all plays a role in how your brain works, and that interacts with how your medications work. So it's very complicated. And so if you've had all this training, why do you not put it into practice in, you know, in your work? And so I figured that's what I want to do. I want to do real psychiatry.
And I appreciate that, Jennifer. I've had my fair share of therapists and psychiatrists in my life, and I could say that what you were saying is absolutely 100% true. And I think for most of the patients out there, yours truly, I think we get a little frustrated with the fact that a lot of the times it just seems like medications are being pushed on people without any sort of understanding of what their real issue is. I mean, I can go into mm-hmm. a psychiatrist's office and say, hey, doc, you know, I'm feeling anxious all the time. You know, I have these panic attacks. And next thing you know, 10, 20 minutes later, I'm walking out the door with a prescription for Xanax. So I think
exactly. It's
a fantastic approach that you're taking to psychiatry, and I'm sure your patients super appreciate it. Now, Dr. Ngoti, is there, with your current situation and with the way you're doing things, do you think the more conventional way, or the way that we've seen it done before, which you said with the med checks and stuff like that, I mean, how often are patients misdiagnosed with things that they may not even have and be giving medications for things that they may not even need?
Well, I think it's more, they're not being given things they don't need usually.
Right.
I think what they are being done is underdiagnosed or misdiagnosed and undermedicated or mismedicated,
right.
I guess is the best way to put
right.
it. They're often put on things like Xanax, which are quick fixes. So the doctors tend to treat whatever symptom is put in front of them, and they're not looking at the longer history or the bigger picture. A lot of times they're just handing out the medications without educating the patient about why they need to take the medication. There are some medications in psychiatry that take like 2-3 months
right.
to really take an effect, because they actually grow new neuronal processes to repair circuits in the brain. And so patients either won't wait long enough for the medications to work, or once they feel better, will stop taking them because they say, oh, I'm better, like an antibiotic.
Right.
You're better, you stop taking it.
Right.
Whereas in psychiatry, you have to keep taking it in order to keep that circuit repaired. So if you don't know what you're doing as a patient and your doctor hasn't taught you what you're supposed to be doing, what you're supposed to look for, why you're doing what you're doing, then it's less likely that you're going to be compliant with your medicine because you don't see the point of it. And so one of the big things I do that patients really appreciate is I take the time to educate them about their diagnosis, about their medication.
Right.
I explain why they're doing what they're doing, or I explain why the diagnosis is what it is, because sometimes you can't tell what the diagnosis is until some time has gone by. And so it's an evolving picture. And if they know what the evolving picture is, then when they go to the next doctor, they're a little bit more, helpful when it comes to picking up the next piece of the puzzle. I'm able to actually, even though I spend more time with patients, I am able to get to diagnoses very quickly. So it's kind of ironic that people will say, I got more out of this session than I've ever had in 20 years with other doctors, even though it was a three-hour session, something like that. So
I think that's fantastic.
Three hours sounds like a long time with a doctor, but 3 hours versus 20 years sounds like a really short time.
So. Absolutely. I think 3 hours barely even scrapes the surface of 20 years. Now, Jennifer, unfortunately, I do have to end the show in about a minute. But before I let you go, can we find out a little bit more about you and about your practice? Where can people sort of connect? Do you have any social media pages or a website, anything like that?
I do have a website. Unfortunately, my easy website, Ngoti.org, is down right now, so I don't recommend people try that one. But I have an alternative website people can use right away. It's psychiatrysandiegocalifornia.org, all one word. And they can, get my address, my email, my telephone number, everything there. So it's psychiatrysandiegocalifornia.org. And not only do I work in California, but I have a telemedicine practice where you can do two-way video with me. I can do prescriptions that way as well.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
So for a lot of disorders, I can't really do controlled substances that way,
right.
But I can do a lot of medication that way. I certainly can do, psychotherapy that way. I also do consults, which is second opinions, or what I'll do is I'll meet with people and help them figure out what to do next or how to interface with their insurance system. By the way, I don't take insurance because my practice doesn't really fit the insurance model.
Right.
What I'll do sometimes with people who can't afford, my services on an ongoing way is I'll do a consultation and I'll teach them how to navigate their insurance system. So I'll help them get the diagnosis, kind of come up with an initial treatment plan, and then teach them how to get the most out of their insurance.
That's fantastic.
So that's another service I provide.
Dr. Jennifer Ngoti, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a super lively discussion on all things mental health related. We super appreciate it. And of course, we wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.